Hi, I'm Art Kaplan from the NYU Langone Medical Center's Division of Medical Ethics. Ebola has certainly been in the news quite a bit. We've heard worries about Ebola coming into the United States when patients have been brought back here for treatment. Some congressmen have suggested that maybe people trying to enter as illegal immigrants into the United States are bringing Ebola with them. I hear people wondering all the time, is this going to show up in my doorstep? Am I going to have to deal with this disease? One of the facts is that Ebola is relatively difficult to catch. It's basically communicated through bodily fluids. So if you're not having sex with somebody or not bleeding onto somebody and they don't have an open wound, it's a pretty difficult disease to communicate. I think it's important for the medical community, for healthcare professionals, to calm people down about concerns about Ebola, particularly the way the media is playing it, which is it's going to come and get us all. That just isn't true. If you look at the two patients who went to Emory University in Atlanta, they're basically in quarantine. Doctors are very familiar with keeping people in quarantine. There's not going to be any further communication of disease from a facility like that. And all kinds of dangerous diseases are quarantined or isolated in exactly the same way. The other big challenge that comes up with Ebola is, well, who's going to get drugs, either treatment drugs or vaccines that might prevent the transmission of the disease down the road? There's a suggestion that maybe Americans got it first because they were Americans. They were the first to get some rare drug treatment serum that was available. In fact, in looking at the story, I found out that the Americans got it because the organization, the evangelical organization that had sent them to Africa, basically asked for it. The organization tracked down the little company that made this drug and asked if they could get some for people who had been infected, and the company agreed, and that's why it happened. No bias, no prejudice, no Americans first. But it does raise the question down the road, what would be fair if we had more drug? And I should add, we don't. It's going to take a long time to make more. But when we get it, if the disease is still around, who should get it? And I think, interestingly enough, the answer to that is people who we can both learn from and potentially help the most. Those are the two values I think you use in trying to ration access to an experimental drug. If you don't learn whether something's safe or effective, then you've kind of missed an opportunity, even in the middle of an epidemic, to find out whether it's worth giving out drugs that are new and untested and unapproved. So you're going to take people who you can observe, keep under surveillance, watch, not for a day, not for a week, but probably for months and years. That favors people who are not in rural villages. That favors people who are going to have access to hospital facilities. That's going to drive the selection of who gets a new unapproved drug. Similarly, you're not going to take people at death's door. That doesn't make any sense. You can't tell whether the drug helped them, if they were going to die anyway, or whether it had bad side effects, because if they're very, very sick, you won't be able to figure out whether the disease caused it or the drug did. So in selecting people under terrible circumstances, part of the drive is to try and help them, but part of the drive is to learn whether or not something is useful. So Ebola has lessons to teach. We shouldn't panic when there's not reason to panic. And we saw panic happen, and I think medicine and healthcare can do more to tamp that down and make the public aware that their biggest fear is not so much Ebola, but it's probably their morning car commute, where if they don't drive safely, they stand a much more great risk of being injured or killed, and learn some lessons about how we ought to respond in an emergency when not everybody can get an experimental treatment. I'm Art Kaplan at the NYU Langone Medical Center, and thanks for watching.